Has anyone said this before? The National Hockey League is on thin ice. Talks this week between NHL owners and players failed to reach an agreement. Pending a turnaround more miraculous than the miracle on ice, it's expected that the rest of the season will be canceled this weekend, giving hockey a rather undistinguished first, the first U.S. professional sport to lose an entire season to a labor dispute. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Can the NHL as we know it survive this, or is the next step they start losing franchises?
Well, I think they've got a real problem here that they hadn't really considered going into this, Scott. What struck me so much about this lockout, strike, whatever you want to call it, is how little anybody seems to care. Mm-hmm. Remember during the baseball strikes and lockouts, there was this great public outcry. The fabric of the nation was being torn apart. Editorialists and pundits were up in arms about it. And nothing like that has happened with this. Until this last round of negotiations, it's disappeared from the news for weeks at a time. Now, it's different in Canada.
Yeah,
they care about the game there. You know, they've had the kinds of angst and socio-cultural discussions we had during the baseball strikes. But it hasn't really penetrated here. And here's where most of the NHL teams are in America now. And so it makes you wonder whether this doesn't sort of show that hockey has really kind of slipped out of the national consciousness.
Well, now, is this, as you say, most of the teams are here now, is that exactly the problem? Because there is a theory that holds that once hockey expanded beyond not just Montreal, Toronto, and let's say Vancouver, and then Quebec City and Chicago, Detroit, a couple U.S. cities where it's popular, once it began to get to Tampa Bay, once it began to go into
Stanley Cup
Dallas,
Stanley Cup champions.
Exactly.
Tampa Bay. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, they can put together good clubs, but can they really put together a following? Is that the problem?
That is part of the problem. But also you have new owners that want to make a score, and so they bid up price of players, and so everybody has to start paying more for players. It's raised the salaries, and that's what's led to this problem. No, there doesn't seem to be enough demand for hockey to support 30 teams in cities around the country where it's just not a natural kind of sport.
Some players have already signed with European clubs. Are they lost to those clubs forever? Will they be back? If there is an NHL, maybe a new, a smaller NHL?
See, I think that's part of the reason that the strike has gone on, is that so many players in the National Hockey League these days are from Europe. And they've gone back home, made money. You know, they haven't been sitting around waiting for the next paycheck to come in. They've had other alternatives, and that's put more pressure on the owners. No, I think they'll come back here because this is where the money is, if and when the NHL starts up again.
Before we leave you this week, another big sports story, Jose Canseco, former baseball near great, goes on 60 Minutes on Sunday night and says that steroids were as common as bubblicious in Major League locker rooms, and that he personally crowded into a men's room stall and shot up Mark McGwire. Do we believe this?
Here's what's interesting to me in the reaction, Scott. Victor Cade outs Barry Bonds and says he's been using drugs.
Yeah.
And everybody assumes he's telling the truth. Canseco says the same thing about Mark McGwire and a few others, and everybody assumes he's lying. A guy writes me and says, for instance, when I wrote about this, well, Jose's just trying to sell his book. Well, Victor Cade's trying to stay out of jail.
Yeah.
Why do we assume, you know, that one is right and one is wrong? This is, baseball's really got some problems going into spring training because, Scott, this is all anybody's going to be talking about. And to just assume that Jose is telling a lie, well, I think the onus is on people at this time when the new steroid testing goes into effect to see whether he really is lying or not.
Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.